It's 10:30 past 8 o'clock. As I mentioned before the commercial break on the morning show on 88FM, we love to interview really fabulous businesses and people behind them because, you know, by highlighting what's hot and happening in our community, we raise the bar, generally speaking. And Baliso is on a trajectory of excellence, and that's really something to be proud of. So where we find good things happening, we love to celebrate them. And that's the reason that Samantha Engelbrecht has joined me in the studio this morning. And Samantha is the, well, one of the human touch points, if you like, of Leisure Lounge, which is a new furnishings and decor interior, beautiful, beautiful things for your space, whether it's your home or your business or just making things look lecker. And it's arrived in the Balito region, plonked themselves out in the sticks, which is kind of interesting because, you know, how do people find you? Samantha, welcome. Nice to see you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Tell us about Leisure Lounge.
Oh, well, Leisure Lounge has been in the industry now for just over 34 years. We started from humble beginnings, family-owned business.
Are you part of the family?
I wish I was.
Oh, well, you could be.
maybe one day, if I'm good, maybe Santa will give me a piece of the pie. But until then, I work as the sales manager for Leisure Lounge. And it was started by father and son 34 years ago. From humble beginnings, they bought a recovery business in Mayville, Durban, just a couple meters from where our factory is still today. And interesting story.
Recovery as in not recovering
as
from
as in
something.
Not even reupholstery, as in they just got old couches and they put fabric on them.
What a clever idea.
Yeah, and the owner was an accountant and he knew nothing about this, but he bought this business because he believed that it had legs. And he used to travel to work every morning on his bicycle from Durban North.
Wow.
And eventually over time roped his gardener in, and then the gardener and the son went on their bicycles to work every day. And funny enough, that very gardener still works for us 34 years later as one of our frame makers. And the business grew from recovery to reupholstery. And then there were a few clients that came forward and said, will you make a couch for me? And so they learned how to make couches. And here we are 34 years later. We now have this phenomenal factory, which is proudly South African. We make everything here in Durban. We source all our materials from local suppliers. And we make furniture for people like me and you who want a couch or an occasional chair or a headboard or dining room chair. And then we have another side business which really appeals to the hospitality industry, which not a lot of people realize. We supply a lot of furniture to hotels, lodges, restaurants, hospitals, either directly or 9 out of 10 times through interior decorators and designers who come to us and they give us the vision. And as magicians, we wave our wand and we make these beautiful things.
Now, is your success based on the premise that your quality is good and your pricing is good? I'm just asking the question because often furniture, you know, especially decor furniture, can be priced at a ridiculous price point that kind of almost mitigates against its selling, and yet there are those that like that. But generally speaking, it's very niche. I believe your premise is somewhat different.
So first of all, our quality is great. It is the best. Well, we believe we make the best product, certainly in KZN. And with that, you do pay a premium price, but often we say you pay as much as what your expensive taste allows. So at
I like that.
So at Leisure Lounge, you come in and you look at in each of our showrooms, of which we have three. We obviously have the one here in Balito, which is what we want to tell the public about today, most especially. But we've got one in Durban and one in Hillcrest. You come into our showroom and you have a look at some of the pieces that are on the floor, which we would consider to be our more popular styles. And once you've chosen the style that you like, you can then really go to town with making it original and customizing it.
So it's not like a plug and play. Like that one, deliver it to my home.
No.
Make to order.
No. Oh, no, we have people that come in and say, well, if I'm going to pay 20,000 rand for that couch.
Mm.
I'm leaving today with that couch.
Oh, really?
And then we say, okay, cool. Let's wrap it up in plastic. We'll get a driver in and off it goes to your house. Some people, they're impatient. And I think that's just a sign of the times now, aren't we? We're just so impatient for everything. We don't want to wait the 6 weeks.
But is that how long it takes to custom make?
It may take 6 weeks.
Why does
weeks
it take so long?
Because we are so busy.
Oh, well.
Because we're that good. So what happens is you come in, you choose your style, you can then choose your wood finish because many of the couches do have a wood finish and a lot of people want to buy a couch that fits into their existing home or aesthetic, and then you get to choose your fabric. Now there,
when, if I may just interrupt, when you say wood finish, is that like exposed elements of wood? Because
correct,
all furniture, correct me if I'm wrong, but is made from a wooden frame, isn't it?
That's correct.
Well, most furniture.
So all of our furniture is made from pine and 18 mil plywood. That's the bones that go inside the couch, the bits that me and you, we don't see. And then some of the couches have got visible elements of oak, and that oak we can stain. And we can stain it according to your preference. So you want a smoky look or an ash look or a mahogany, or you want it stained black because you've got quite a lot of black steel in your home. We can customize the couch like that. Some people don't want to have any wooden elements visible. Then we can obviously change the design somewhat. And then we take you to the back of the showroom where we have all the fabrics. We have tweed, and we have boucle, and we have velvet, very on trend at the moment. We've got linens and cottons, prints. If you want your couch purple velvet or with bright blue polka dots or banana leaves, we've got you.
Wow.
You can have whatever your heart desires. And therein lies the price point, because fabric can start at 150 rand a meter, and it can go up and up and up and up and up. And before you know it, you could quadruple the price of your couch. So we never say that we're expensive, you're expensive. But what we are good at doing is determining your price point. What can you afford? And once we know what you can afford, we guide you to choosing fabrics that fall within your price point so that you can take home a leisure lounge couch, which comes with a 10-year warranty. I mean, I can't even name 2 or 3 furniture suppliers that will give you a 10-year warranty on your frame.
What is a warranty? Oh, you're going to explain it.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a difference between a guarantee and a warranty, isn't there?
Yeah. So we give a warranty on the frame, the bones, the structure.
That means if you jump on the couch and break it.
Yeah, or maybe you have a very, very, very indulgent December and you gain a couple of pounds, you know, and now you're a little bit plus size.
Or you invite a few friends to come
party on your couch. Yeah. So we guarantee that frame will withstand 10 years. And if in that 10-year period, the frame or the arm were to collapse, we will replace that frame.
Okay.
If your seat cushion...
Not the material, though.
Not the material. So what we do is we ensure that we use local fabric suppliers that have been around for years, where if we have an issue with regards to the leather or the fabric and the client complains, there is some kind of recourse. The fabric rep or the leather supplier will come into your home, they'll assess the issue, and then they'll deal with that complaint. And then the foam, we give a 2-year warranty on foam cushions. So if, again, a bit indulgent, now after December, you stand up and you can see the outline of your behind on the couch and it doesn't bounce back, then we can obviously with that.
Looks like memory foam.
Yeah, it looks like memory foam, but the cheap memory foam, you know, because it doesn't bounce back. Then we obviously can assist with that.
You talk about leather. Leather's an interesting thing because a lot of folk don't realize that often leathers that are used in upholstery are not real leather at all. It is real leather, but it's been skived off the epidermis, and you've got now this underlying kind of, it looks like leather, feels like, and they put a lacquer kind of coating on it to make it look quality. And that's never going to last.
So fabric suppliers have become quite clever, and they've got vinyl to look just almost just as good as leather does look. But you are right, vinyl being fake leather, it cracks and it peels like a banana and it doesn't look so great. But leather is a wonderful product. And in many cases, depending on the finish, it is stain resistant, but it does require quite a lot of attention.
The point is that you can guide. You can use the cheaper leather, or you can use the premium top quality.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's up to you.
You'll come in and you'll say, okay, I've got dogs, I've got cats, I've got kids. You know, all this leather couch is going in a hotel
so then
in
you
a
just
bar.
Say, use the box. Don't put a couch. Just use the box.
And then we'll say this is a better leather because some leathers, they stain easily. Some of them don't look, they aren't as durable. Some leathers scratch. You know, so many times people will come to us and they don't realize that leather, if you take, you run your nail across it, it leaves a scratch, but it looks vintage. And funnily enough, those are the highest selling hides, the ones that tarnish and scratch and look vintage. People want their couch to look old.
Okay.
You know?
It was coming to my house. Hey, listen, I wanted to mention that we are in the process of we launched our podcast studio with great aplomb a while back, and then realized it technically it's cool, but it didn't look particularly beautiful. And it's in a lovely spot and it all, but it just was very pedestrian. So we put feelers out for a partner, and you guys came in with some amazing ideas. And I believe because I haven't been really close to the project as yet, but I believe you are going to be furnishing our podcast studio.
Yeah,
tell us about that. What are you doing?
How exciting! Well, I can't tell you everything
because
I'm going to ruin the wow surprise. But we've put together a couple things: a couch, some occasional chairs, some nesting coffee tables, ottomans, pillar ottomans, which act as side tables. We've got a beautiful Nguni skin for the ground. We've got a rug that's going to go outside the broadcasting studio, and some beautiful chairs that are going to go outside for you, some scatter cushions, a screen we're making, an
acoustic board.
This is going to
be fabulous. I think we're going to feature it.
It's going to be phenomenal. I hope you take all the photos and share it with your listeners.
Well, you know, it's difficult to share photographs with listeners because you can't see the photographs easily. I mean, we can. We put up a few podcasts. But what we're going to be doing, I believe, is featuring it in our autumn magazine, which that travels to the poshest of the poshest in all of those private airport lounges and very fancy hotels. And it's really cool, and it takes Brand Bolito to and the next level. It even flies on all the SAA flights digitally. So there it is. We're going to be taking that story, but more excitingly, we're going to be launching a new series, a podcast series. If I may blow my own trumpet and say, it's going to be called The Dave Charles Show. Hello.
Wow.
Because apparently I have, over the years, created a little bit of, a reputation for calling it like it is and ruffling certain feathers and finding myself in a little hot water from time to time. But nonetheless, there is so much of interest to talk about. And I think that you, as the face and the voice of the Leather Lounge, the Leisure Lounge, clap me here, Leisure Lounge, and with the podcast being now so beautiful, we're going to turn it into a vodcast, a video podcast. You should be one of our first guests. How about that?
I can't wait.
I think you'd be sensational.
Oh, please give me a heads up so we can get makeup done and nails.
Hair and makeup.
Because I've got a face for radio, but I'm not quite sure about video. But we can work on that. We've got time.
You know, I think you're selling yourself wildly short. Dear listener, this will be up as a podcast shortly, and you'll see a photograph of you know, it's interesting that people often think that, when the radio is one of those things, it's unseen. But in fact, the way radio has gone in the form that we now offer it, so it's live at the moment and you're listening to it, but you might want to listen again or share some information. You didn't quite get it. Well, the beauty is it's available on demand as a podcast on our morning show podcast, on our dedicated apps, or our website, lifeandstyle.co.za or lifeandstyle.fm, morning show. Look for my very special guest, Samantha Engelbrecht. Her face will be there. You'll see her. She's
next
lovely.
Next to the beautiful couch, which will be a major distraction.
which is which? Nah, wonderful. So anyone wanting to now experience the Leisure Lounge difference, because it clearly is a difference, a very fresh and vibrant difference as well, where do they find you? Because we started this chat by saying I was rude and saying you went and plonked yourself out in the middle of the sticks, which is not exactly on the way to anywhere, but that's not really true, is it?
Well, someone coming from Mshlango would maybe argue that and say they've got to bring out their passport now every time they want to come to Leisure Lounge.
Even from Belito.
So we've actually located now in the North Point development, which is just off that Sharkers Rock off-ramp. We used to be in Mshlango. We were in Mshlango in the village for 9 years. And actually what happened is our lease came up for renewal and we were at a point to say, well, do we stay or do we go? And we really felt that we had outgrown that space in Mshlango and we had a massive, massive growing community now in Belito. And Belito clients were saying, come to Belito.
Yeah.
That's where all the developments are happening, you know, and where there are developments, there is a need for furniture. So yeah. At that point, we hadn't quite found the perfect new premises in Mshlango. So we decided to uplift and rather move to Belito. But, you know, we still get calls from customers saying, but I went to Mshlango and you've gone. Where did you go? And so now this is an opportunity for us to tell the public, we're here. We're in Belito. We're literally in your backyard. Come and visit us. But also, don't feel despondent because we have some exciting news. And this is the first time we've been in a position to share this news, that we will be opening up another showroom in Mshlango early next year. I cannot say when, and I cannot say exactly where, but we have identified a new showroom premises. So if your listeners follow us now on social media, they'll be the first to know about that showroom. But as it stands, we have North Point Development, Belito. We have Hillcrest, so we're located at the Lily's Quarter Lifestyle Center in Hillcrest. And then we also have the long-standing showroom in Mayville, Durban. A good landmark is Malls Tiles in Durban. We are the building directly behind them, and that is where our factory is. So the factory is there where we make all the furniture, and then the showroom is there too. And we encourage everybody in Belito to please come and see us. But if you are a little bit hesitant and you really feel that you need to do a bit more homework and maybe you want to know what goes into making these couches. Why am I paying this price for this couch? What differentiates Leisure Lounge from someone else? Come and see us in Mayville and we welcome you into our factory. We want you to come into our factory and see that we have no chipboard. We only use solid wood. And that is why, unlike anyone else, we can guarantee our furniture for 10 years because it is just phenomenal quality.
Oh, you're very good at this. You should do
You should come and visit us when you want to buy a couch. You'll probably leave with a little bit more.
There we go. I can imagine. And I believe, just as a sort of closer, that you have a very good relationship with a coffee shop next door to your premises.
Absolutely.
So when you pop along to Leisure, and I've got to say it very carefully now because, you know, when you go to Leisure Lounge in North Point, you'll find that you'll be not only entertained royally by my very special guest, Samantha, but also you can have a grand cup of coffee and take your time because you don't want to be rushed into a decision like this.
Absolutely, absolutely. We don't do what is the right word to use? Granulated instant coffee at Leisure Lounge. Oh. We're better than that. You'll come to any of our showrooms and we'll serve you a delicious cappuccino. Cafe La Fica is right next door to our showroom in Belito. And if you come through, we'll give you a free cappuccino. Everybody loves a freebie. And you can sit down and lounge in one of our couches and you can enjoy a coffee and a cookie and hopefully
it's getting better all the time.
It gets better. And if you really play your cards well, we'll give you a branded Leisure Lounge water.
Wow.
And hopefully you leave with the couch or at least an invoice.
I think you've done the job. Congratulations. Yeah. Wonderful.
Goodie.
My very special guest, Samantha Engelbrecht from Leisure Lounge, now open in North Point in Belito, very, very close to everywhere. I was just being silly about it being in the middle of nowhere. It's actually very, very close, very convenient. And, well, the furniture's next level. Have a look at our new podcast studio, folks, if you want to catch a lift. It's going to be live very, very soon. Finally, when is that going to happen?
When are you getting your furniture?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, last
are you on
I
the spot,
checked.
You see?
Yeah. I'm just I have to think on my toes.
Ah,
last
okay.
I checked.
It's happening soon.
Last I checked, Your rug arrived yesterday. All the furniture is made. We just have to do 3 ottomans, I believe. So I would imagine during the course of next week, you should receive your
watch
furniture.
Watch out for the big reveal. My very special guest from Leisure Lounge, Samantha. Thanks for joining me on the morning
show.
It's
an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.